Good morning, it's 7:41, and while the race for the White House is taking a quick break for the Christmas holiday, politics will be heating up in 2016 with the presidency and the entire Congress up for grabs. In an interview series that debuts next week, WAMC's political observer Dr. Alan Chartok speaks with New York Congressman Paul Tonko of the 20th District, a Democrat who says he's optimistic about the party's chances.
You know, being in the minority is not easy, but we had maxed the efforts of the minority in putting together the budget, negotiated budget that went to the president's desk. And because there are so many members of the majority, Republicans in the majority, that were tremendously rigid in their thinking, their recalcitrance required a number of Democrats in order to get the bills passed so the government would not be shut down. And so with the omnibus bill, the bill that addresses the $1.8 trillion worth of funding for the next budget year, they required the many Democrats to support the bill. And because the speaker was looking not to get a headline that he shut down government, we were able to avoid a number of riders, poison pills, so to speak, that would have been part of the process and got some good funding, undid the Republican cuts to the budget, and then beyond that, added dollars for programs like education with a lot of money for Title I and efforts to invest in research, health research to the NIH. So a number of things were achieved, even though we're in the minority.
Is there danger here that people will call you collaborators with the Republicans?
No, I think there's a benefit here that they see us as a party that's investing in those areas that are required by America's working families, their middle-income community, and where we, because of our efforts, invested in research, invested in healthcare, education, infrastructure, transportation infrastructure. And I think it defines us as that block that delivered to the relative few moderate Republicans in the House and tells us that this majority is not an easy majority to deal with, and also a majority that doesn't really think like the great many of Americans.
Now, tell me about the Hastert rule. That's an interesting concept.
Basically, the Republican majority, when it was selecting its new speaker, in fact, what drove their former speaker out was that they required having bills brought to the floor that could be supported, passed
by
the Republicans.
By a majority of the Republicans. Oh, yeah.
That rule seems to have gone by the wayside already.
Oh, really?
Well, they needed us for certain efforts here with the budget. And I think that it's fair to say that the speaker already is not abiding by that measure.
So if Hillary Clinton becomes the presidential candidate, right now it sort of looks that way, and if she wins, does she bring people into the House with her? Or is it unlikely because the districts have been so heavily gerrymandered by Republican state legislatures?
Well, there are a number of seats that I think we can win where President Obama had done well and where we are producing good candidates, quality candidates. And I think a strong run by a Democratic nominee, in this case, perhaps, most likely, Hillary Clinton, if she scores strongly in these districts, and depending on who that Republican nominee may be, there could be a very lopsided approach to Congress, to the House and the U.S. Senate as next November comes around.
New York Congressman Paul Tonko speaking with WAMC's political observer Dr. Alan Chartok on the Congressional Corner.